AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Julie Shields says she has accepted that her sister, Laura McComb, and her two children won't be found alive after the vacation home they were in with nine other people was swept away by a massive flood along the Blanco River in the Texas Hill Country. She tells KVUE-TV.
1 o'clock in the morning, she called me. She said, I'm in a house. I'm floating down the river. Tell Mom and Dad, I love you. And pray.
The 12 people who were in the home are among the estimated 40 people unaccounted for since the flooding in the area. 11 people are known dead in Texas and Oklahoma, 3 in the Houston area, where the water continues to rise. National Weather Service forecaster Dan Raleigh says there doesn't seem to be an immediate end to all the rain in Texas.
We're in this kind of wet pattern, at least for the next week or so, perhaps a bit longer, until we get into more of a typical summertime pattern where most of the storms track further north.
Reforms for the Cleveland Police Department. City signing a consent agreement with the Justice Department to put a monitor in place to make wholesale changes in training, recruitment, and police techniques. Police Chief Calvin Williams.
If we don't ensure that our officers and our community have a better relationship, then a lot of what we're trying to implement now in the terms of this agreement are going to be hard to do.
The settlement comes 3 days after a white police officer was acquitted of voluntary manslaughter charges in the shooting deaths of two unarmed black suspects in a 137-shot barrage of police gunfire. Heavy gunfire and explosions heard in an upscale neighborhood in Afghanistan's capital late overnight as police surrounded a guest house popular with foreigners thought to be under attack. Government officials say two of the attackers have been killed. This is AP Radio News. A New York man who gunned down his former girlfriend has himself been killed by police. Warren Levinson with more.
A murder suspect was shot dead by New York City police after he killed his ex-girlfriend, shot a man who was with her, and taunted the survivors. The 51-year-old suspect killed the ex-girlfriend about 2 in the morning in the parking lot of the Queens Casino where she worked. Police found him about 4 hours later in a parking lot. Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce says he immediately opened fire on 3 officers who approached him. They shot back and killed him. In between the 2 shootings, police say the killer called the ex-girlfriend's aunt and texted the surviving man several times, referring to himself as the Grim Reaper. Warren Levinson, New York.
Online thieves used an IRS program to access information from more than 100,000 taxpayers. The agency says that information included tax returns and other tax information. The thieves worked their way through the IRS Get Transcript system to steal Social Security numbers and other information. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.